utmost for his highest. December the 13th. What to pray for? Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Luke 18, verse 1. You cannot intercede if you do not believe in the reality of the redemption. You will turn intercession into futile sympathy with human beings, which will only increase their submissive content to being out of touch with God. In intercession, you bring the person or the circumstance that impinges on you before God, until you are moved by his attitude towards that person or circumstance. Intercession means filling up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ. And that is why there are so few intercessors. Intercession is put on the lines of put yourself into his place. Never try to put yourself in God's place. As a worker, be careful to keep pace with the communications of reality from God, or you will be crushed. If you know too much, more than God has engineered for you to know, you cannot pray. The condition of people is so crushing that you cannot get through to reality. Our work lies in coming into definite contact with God about everything, and we shirk it by becoming active workers. We do the things that can be tabulated, but we will not intercede. Intercession is the one thing that has no snares, because it keeps our relationship with God completely open. The thing to watch in intercession is that no soul is patched up. A soul must get through into contact with the life of God. Think of the numbers of souls God has brought about our path, and we have dropped them. When we pray on the ground of redemption, God creates something he can create in no other way than through intercessory prayer.